Until recently, world hunger has largely been out of the news. Reporting from Tanzania this week, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. For decades, we've made large progress with reducing starvation around the world, but this trend has reversed itself over the past several years. The absolute number of people suffering acute undernutrition has again increased. But according to Robin Alders, professor of food and nutrition security at the University of Sydney, this new type of hunger is a bit more complex than we've seen in the past.
What they're calling hidden hunger or micronutrient deficiency. So people may be obese, they may look a normal weight, but they may have severe deficiencies in critical micronutrients.
This hunger has many explanations, but one problem is that typical agriculture is under new threats from weather. For generations, farmers around the world would tell you that weather and natural disasters have been an issue out of their control. But here in Tanzania, where most farmers depend on rain-fed irrigation, the problem has taken on a new urgency. The rains are erratic.
Unfortunately, here in Tanzania, they're really on the front line of weather variability associated with climate change. So it's having a major impact in areas of rainfall starting late and then the season, the rainy season being shorter than normal. And then sometimes you're getting these huge deluges, so floods will come through and destroy the crops.
And it is the unpredictability of these changes that creates the most problems for farmers. Professor Alders feels that in countries like Tanzania, one partial solution is the family flock of chickens that are raised in small numbers.
Where you've got a dominant dry season, having livestock and particularly chicken that's accessible to the poorer households, that gives them an asset that they can either consume or sell to resolve some of their problems during that longer dry season.
And while the men are out caring for the fields, it is often the women who have primary responsibility for making sure that the family is fed.
Chickens in particular are more likely to be under the control of women. And women take that responsibility of providing food for their children very seriously. So increasing the numbers of chickens increases options women have in order to meet household food requirements.
If families have only a small number of chickens, the birds can scavenge and feed for themselves. But when flock size increases to, say, allow for more sales in the market to create a larger profit, it creates new problems.
If you get increased numbers of birds, you either have to supplement their feed or you're going to have to sell or they're going to do badly.
As flock size increases, there's also the need for more attention to sanitation, leading to pollution of water or food sources. Experts do believe that world hunger is a solvable problem, but it will require good, sound science, a commitment to managing climate change, and the resources to assist local communities, if asked, in changing their long-held agricultural traditions. With A Second Opinion, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes reporting from Tanzania, East Africa.